जन सलाह किया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्तिः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदादे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एडॉर्न्ड विथ ब्यूटी गोल्डन ब्यूटी ऑफ राधिका एंड टेकिंग द इनर मोड्स ऑफ राधिका टू डिसेंडेड टू दिस लाइफ Sachinandan Gaur Hari. He has propagated Bhakti Rash. That is, you should come nearer in front. Raganuga Bhakti Marga. The process of regulate
spontaneous
love of Praja. He has not come for giving regulative bhakti. Because before him, prior to him, Ramchandra, enough he has given. All incarnations have given. Especially Ramanuja, Madhvab, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadit. They have propagated all these things by the bhakti. But prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Raganuga Marga. So he descended to get this very important thing, line of Raganuga Marga, but through Harinam Sankirtan. There is much more difference between the names in Satyug, Kaliyug, Satyug, Dwapar Treta, and other yugs. And Pat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Harinam in Kaliyug. Much more different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave name through love and affection. And love and affection through name. And especially this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this name was in Upanishad and Vedas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And all were chanting, so many. But this mood was not before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he sprinkled to this world. But he also propagated 10 things, established truth. Later on, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur collected and he gave to this world in his Jaiva Dharma, in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita, in his all books. procedures. What are these? The 10 basic principles of bhakti. 10? Can you? You should stand up and tell. 10 basic dasmus. This is a very strong proof. This is we can rely on our this sense
eyes
or not?
No.
Why? If I am saying that, oh, this man is seems to be a father, but when he will come nearer, then oh, really he is not our father. Because these organs are
imperfect.
If in the sky we are seeing that, oh, very black cloud is there, but when we go nearer, we will see, oh, this is not cloud, this is mountain. If anyone has drunk so much, taken wine, and his mind is upset, then he will see anyone and he will
dancing for you.
So, all these are not proofs. So what is only proof that on which we can rely? What is that?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Annaya Praha. Annaya is proof. What is Annaya? Annaya Prusaya Sakshat Brahma Vidyati Vishuta Guru Parampara Prasta Vishwakato Hi Brahmana. Annaya means that Brahma Vidya, spiritual knowledge, which is embodied within the Vedic literature. But that knowledge from the Vedic literature has to be received through the hearing process in Guru Parampara, beginning with Brahmaji, the creator of the universe. This is definition of Amna.
Why? We can read and then understand all these things by reading? Why not? What is the defect? We can read the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read the Upanishad, and very clearly we can see that what is there. Is it a proof or not? Why? Why not?
Because one also has to have the mercy of the Guru and the...
What is the need of mercy Guru? If it is written anything in Upanishads?
Because one must understand the Upanishads and the Vedas through the disciplic succession. By the
if no guru, what harm?
You will not understand the correct meaning.
You will not understand the correct meaning because...
Why?
Because the spiritual master is transparent by a media of Krishna.
What is the defect there?
Because sometimes it's written, God has no shape. So we will learn how it's written. Say,
Chandra Bhagavan is very Prema Maya Bhagavan Krishna has Priyanga.
Srimad
Bhagavatam
is like the body of Krishna. If one has
brain,
he can understand.
Honor only.
Because by reading the scriptures, one may not understand the
tone,
the inner.
Yeah, this is the thing. Clear. Clear to all.
Because by reading the scriptures, so many points may be there, but the actual tone or the inner meaning which is there in the scriptures, one cannot get just by reading. So,
like, example?
Example is this, I say, Gopinath, where have you been? Oh, Gopinath, where have you been?
And one, so no,
and
Gopinath. So something is written in stone. From where you will have ten stone if you are reading only? So it must come from Guru. From the original speaker, like Krishna told Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, and Krishna, in what tone he told to Arjun, he knew. He can give to others, like Das Guru Parampara, original tune, a tone can come to any disciple. He had no need of reading himself. Only by hearing. And this is called Sruti. So this is authentic. Everything is in Veda, Upanishad, Bhagavatam, but we cannot realize what was the tone in that world. So Guru is sincere, bona fide. In that line he should come. So Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara is needed to realize all these things. So first is Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Upanishad are all
bona fide
books,
proofs.
Among them Srimad Bhagavat is
topmost.
We can rely on Bhagavat. Why we can rely? It comes from this, Bhagavat has come from the heart of Krishna. It is the embodiment of Krishna. He told it to first to Brahma. Brahma told to Narada. Narada told to Vyasa. And he himself realized and then he wrote. So it is authentic. There is no any loop and holes. There are no four kinds of defects. But you know? What are the four?
Imperfect senses.
Brahm.
Mistakes.
Brahm. Pramad. Karna part of this. What is the meaning? You should go on. First, Brahm. Brahm means?
Imperfect senses.
Yes.
Tendency to be illusive.
Cheating to others.
Cheating tendency.
Yes. Oh. It has been written in this, and he wants to teach any, to cheat anyone. So it may be something. He will tell, like, in Vedas it is told, Sarvam Kalidam Brahma, Am Brahmasmi. If Krishna is telling that I am Brahma, Am Brahmasmi, no wrong. But cheaters will tell that, you are hearing that, Sarvam Kalidam Brahma, Am Brahmasmi, so you are all Brahma. But Krishna has told that I am Brahmasmi, no one can tell this. Understand? Only for Krishna it is right that he is Brahma. All are not Brahma. So, if you want to cheat anyone, you can tell, you are Brahma because in Veda is had with it. So, anyone can cheat you, so be careful. Then, second,
Annaya Praha Satram Harinya Paramam. The second, the point is the first of the topics of what is proven by this Annaya. So the first thing is that the supreme absolute truth, Advaya Paratattva, the non-dual ultimate reality is Hari, the supreme personality is Godhead.
Why you cannot say that Brahma, shapeless Brahma, powerless Brahma is supreme personality of Godhead? Why we cannot tell like this?
Because he does not have form, he does not have attributes, qualities, characteristics. But Puna Bhagavan means Krishna who's full in six qualities, six attributes. Also he has form, personality, desires, etc.
I think that shapeless, faultless, powerless, Brahma is supreme personality of Godhead. Because he can be everywhere in world. Those who have said, they are not a supreme personality. What to tell?
The definition of supreme personality Godhead mentioned in Vedic scriptures that he must be six opulent.
It is for Bhagavan, not for Brahma. It is not for Bhagavan. Bhagavan is subordinate to Brahma.
Brahma means Brihati, Bim, Hayati, who is so big and he can make him and make another anyone too big. But Brahma has no quality. He is qualityless, shapeless. If he is qualityless and shapeless, how he can be mercy to any other to be who make him so high? So he is qualityless. So if he is qualityless, he could not make any other qualified. So it is not possible for Brahma. Only Bhagavan, who is a sixth opulent, and he has special two qualities. One is Bhakta Vatsalya, another is Rasik Shekhar. So if there is no Bhakta Vatsalya, it is one prominent quality of Bhagavan. It is not in found in Brahma. So Brahma must not be Supreme Personality Godhead. It must be same Bhagavan.
Because more something. Badya. If anyone has not power to have body, then she is so weak. If Brahma is not merciful, having no shape, then he is powerless and merciless. So what is the use of worshipping merciless God? Because he cannot hear our prayers, he has no ears, he has no heart to realize, not merciful, useless, like zero. Wood is better than him, air is better than him, we can use wood in all things. We can make chair from him. We can make bed from him, from that wood. We can make fire from wood. But what is the use of Brahma? Useless, like zero. So don't be. Anything shapeless is not good. Because we see also, everywhere, all epics and old books, even in English word?
Bible.
God created man after his own image. So God has image, shape, and from his shape he created all these worlds. He is so merciful. He is. His body was so beautiful. So he made it. He first created fishes,
tortoise,
Boat, hawks, pigs, even horses, cows, but he was not satisfied. But when he created him, like him, a very beautiful this human body, then he was satisfied. So there must be body of it. He must be merciful. He must be has some wishes, especially very, merciful. So without this, anyone cannot be God. Because God means G, generator, O, operator. And B,
destroyer.
If he has no shape, no force, nothing, then he cannot do anything. So Muhammadan, in Muslims also, it has been told in their Quran. Same thing, Inna Allaha Khalaqa Min Surati. God Khuda created man after his own image. In our Vedas, the same thing. What? He made man after his own image. He is so merciful. So, who is he? Hari. Who is Hari? Krishna himself. So, Krishna is Supreme Personality. Because he is Raso Vaishaha. He is always a Rasa. Merciful. Very. All having all transcendental qualities. At once, when you pray, at once you will hear and solve all problems very quickly. So he is Supreme Personality of God. And second, you?
Krishna is
my father. Oh, my dear, my brother.
He is invested or has within him all powers or all substance.
Yes. Third? Sorry?
Stops him.
What do you mean?
Reservoir of all the malus, all the rasas.
Okay. Explain something more. How? Phobia, cut. Can you explain? His ocean of ras. How?
Ocean of ras means exchanges of one relationship between people. And in order to...
You know knowledge? What is this? What is this? What is this? What are the trees? I'm seeing everything we are seeing. No? This is called knowledge. But material knowledge. What we are thinking from our mind, it is not material knowledge, but something depending on material knowledge. And after that, the knowledge given by Vedas, Upanishad and our gurus, that our soul is immortal. It's the part and parcel of Himself, God. That's a beautiful say. Very rasik. Everything. All the qualities which are in Krishna, he has little. He cannot be happy without Krishna. So this knowledge, after that, it transferred into bhav. Bhav, you know? He is my friend. Then when he comes to us, oh, bring some sweet mango, some sweet preparation, some sweet juice. And then we call our friend, oh, sit down here and please take. And if he is taking, then I become so much happy. If I am taking myself, not so much happy. But if he is taking, then we become, oh, she is my wife. See, he is my husband. These are my children. This mind is coming. So, where there is love, in full, extreme, then he is Krishna. You can see in Srimad Bhagavatam that how he loves all. Even creeper loves Krishna. Even deer. When Kaku Singh, Krishna then began to sing. And then peacocks, Sri Krishna, began to talk. So Krishna is embodiment of love. So he is ocean of love. If any animal chant, remember and serve him, then he will be a little drop of that pain. And his life will be successful. If we can take love and affection from any soul, then he will be like zero. So our religion, our everything is like that. That we are part and parcel and servant of this Krishna. And he is the ocean of love. Then, there are two kinds of souls. Liberated and I told in morning my walking. Liberated soul are always serving Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, in Dwarka, in Vaikuntha, and they are liberated. They will not come to this world. They may come to control and to give some teaching to worldly persons to help. Like the jailer of any prison, he is not prisoner. He will come to see and to supervise jail. So sometimes liberated soul may come to this world to help this soul, conditioned soul. So there are two, one liberated and unliberated. Those who are in this world now, They are
conditions.
So, and by serving, chanting, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very easily they can be liberated and they can serve Krishna and be happy. Only there is way to have Krishna, to take, to see or to serve Krishna is bhakti. First it is called sadhan bhakti, after that bhava bhakti, and after that prema bhakti. This prema bhakti is what? Prayojan. Goal. And bhakti, sadhan bhakti, is
sadhan.
And then bhava is also sadhan. But it will not be told. So these are the 10 principles we should try to know. Also you should know what is achinta bheda bhed. Especially the senior devotees should know this, especially preachers, and also those are bhakta, grihastha bhakta or renowned. They should know these basic principles of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, Jivara Swarup hai, then Krishna Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. So Jiva Goswami, Baldev Vidyabhushan and all our acharyas, they have propagated Achinta Bheda Bhed. What is this? Can you define what is Achinta Bheda Bhed?
Achinta Bheda Bheda Kapta.
What is bhed? What is abhed? What is then achinta? And then achinta bheda bhed. You can explain like this.
So, bheda means oneness. Bheda means difference. So the living entity and Krishna, they're different in the sense that the living entity is minute and infinitesimal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The living entity is Anu, and Krishna, he's Vibhu, he's infinite. So in this way, the living entity and Krishna, they're different. Abhed means non-different, in the sense that the living entity and Krishna, that they are qualitatively one. The example, many examples are given, just as you have water from the ocean. So one drop of water from the ocean is one in that qualitatively, if you analyze it, the chemicals, they're the same. But quantitatively, there's vast amount of difference in that the drop is minute and the ocean is very, very vast. Also, there's an example of gold in a gold mine. You get one piece of gold from a gold mine, it's simultaneously one in that it's the same in quality with the rest of the gold in the gold mine, but it's different in that it is minute and there's a vast amount of gold. So, how it is achinta, inconceivable.
But one question may be arise. That if we are like examples you have told, that ocean and its one drop. But if we can mix drop in the ocean, he will be like ocean?
No.
No difference at all?
Apparently so, that if one drop mixes, but every atom even has its own unique identity.
Mm.
And though it's mixing and to mundane vision it seems that it has merged.
Mm.
But actually in the Lord's creation there's nothing like merging, there's nothing like...
No. So if we can mix in sea, one water, then it will be sea.
No.
Why?
But actually because the one drop, it always maintains its unique individuality. Though to the common eye it appears that it's merging, but in the Lord's creation there's nothing like
that. Any proof? Any proof?
Well, for instance, example is given that you have a bird, a parrot, a green parrot. It flies into a green tree. So then it appears.
No, I want only the example of water.
If you take the water from the ocean and then you take it to a laboratory and you analyze, then you see that within that drop of water that there's so many living entities.
No need of, I don't know any factory or anything. Oh, we can only want to know with a very full buddhi. Here you should prove.
Still, if you go and you get water from the ocean, then that water it constitutes many different drops.
But
I have one question.
Let him tell.
That's right. We are asking about water. So if water is in one, we are saying how you can prove that this is not one different. So you can take one glass of water from ocean and take another glass of water from ocean. If it is only one, then you can pour that one glass in second glass. Then it will be mixed and it will be one.
It will be one and
but
it will not fall down.
If you pour one glass of water in another glass in full brim, it will overflow.
Why overflow?
That
means because
it's
not one.
Because not.
If it will be one, never you overflow.
Again, you should explain.
It's very clever.
So, in very simple English.
Nadeem was explaining through logic that if you take two glass, if you take a glass of water.
Two glass.
If you take two glasses.
Full brim.
Then both to the brim.
Two glasses which are full to the brim. Then it seems that the water in there, that is one. But then you pour it into another container.
If you pour
from one container into the other, then it shouldn't overflow because it's one. But because both are full and they overflow, so this is proof that actually it's not one.
That is not mixing and becoming one.
Because it doesn't mix.
No. All the atoms of water are separate. All water. But due to our lackness of our sight, we are thinking that all are mixing. Also like that, if you can take a heap of pebbles from sea or from about so much, a very big heap. So many little, small pebbles are there. Take one and mix. There will be one or mixing or separate. What?
Separate.
It is very hard to take away that pebble from among so many. If you mix, like same all are. You cannot select the same which you have mixed. But if you give any color and then mix, then easily you can take. You can see that in a river, there is a current. You should take bath there. And after 1 minute, you will see that the water in which you took bath, not same. It has gone very far. So, anything is not, even one has no one thing. In one, there are three letters, O and E. In Hindi, we tell eight. Same thing, two. So in this world, there is no example of one. Never. Like, America is a country. What is one? There live so many lakhs and lakhs persons. Lakhs birds. So many factories. So many things. so many crosses and trees. How it is one?
President only one.
President one, but his eyes are two, nose are two, teeth are so, hairs are so many. So where is one? There is no conception of one in this. So God, with his creation, all souls, he is one.
No,
but dot, 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 dot. So many dots make a line. So there is nothing in this world one. So our Krishna, with his power, and from power, so many souls, so many Vaikunths, so many things. From his Tatastha power, oh, lakhs and lakhs world here. And from his Kaushakti, this Shakti, illusory Shakti,
Bahiranga,
that is Maya, Prakriti, oh, lakhs and lakhs worlds have come. So with all these things, there is two things only. One Krishna, and next is his power. And from his power, by the wish of Krishna, all world have been created, all liberated and unliberated souls have come out from him. So there is no difference between Krishna and his power, and the things have been come out from his power. Understand? The world, all world and all souls have come out from Shakti. Potency. Potency has been transformed into jivas and lakh worlds. So here we can see that there is no difference between power and Krishna himself. Both are one, and same time there is some difference also. How it can be possible? Oh, it can be possible. We can realize it, not by Shastra, not by anything. Only the Shastra coming in our, what?
In our
line. We can know all these things. But by our intelligence we cannot know. So it is Achintya. World is also same thing. Different from Krishna, indifferent from Krishna. All souls like same. And that is why Gurudev also, from Nityananda, from Baladev Prabhu, different and indifferent also. Both like same. Achinta bheda bheda. In everything. Sometimes we cannot see power. But sometimes we can see. Like when Shakti power is in Krishna, then we cannot realize. But when this power comes like a Srimati Radhika or Gopi or Mother, then we can realize. Otherwise no. So we'll have to come on the mercy of our Gurudev and Guru Parampara line. So this we can understand something, but by mind we cannot. So it is Achinta Bheda Bheda. Go Pramanam. That is for some senior Vaishnavas. Yes.
You were explaining yesterday at the temple that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the Bhava of Srimatiji to, because Krishna wanted to know what is there inside me that makes Srimatiji mad. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, what did he discover about this? What did he discover inside Krishna, inside himself, that made Srimatiji mad?
Oh, four kinds of madhurya in Krishna, so it makes. So he wanted to test these three madhuri, Ben Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. This was your special thing. What you wanted? Anyone was like?
Nandagopal Prabhu.
What?
is asking with the water. If you take this cup or drop of water and pour it back in the ocean, how can you retrieve this? But now I understand from what
now you understand?
Now I'm understanding because you gave the example. If you take the pebble and you color it.
Yes.
So Krishna can see, we cannot see.
Oh, we can also see. Then you will be liberated and you can diagnose by scientific vigyan, by intelligence also coming from our Vedas. You can. We are so many persons. If any other person comes and miss our assembly, that we become one council. But so many persons here are. He cannot be an mixed in anyone. Like birds going in their nest, they are not visible, but they don't become nest. They can throw any stone in water, in sea, and when you will take bath, you will go inside. But we are different from sea. A pebble cannot be water. We cannot be water. So these are different. What are you telling?
Maya Buddha
teaches about it. He said that if some explanation you can give how Jeev, because Jeev is very small,
Anu,
then Jeev is covered by Krishna's external energy.
Or internal energy.
So how Jeev is always under control, either of external energy or internal energy. Is that it?
Yeah.
And that control. And that Krishna's supreme controller.
इस विषय में आप कुछ और बताइए कैसे इसी विषय में कि जीव बद्ध है कृष्ण के बहिरंगा शक्ति से कंट्रोल होता है या अंतरंगा शक्ति से कंट्रोल होता है बद्ध अवस्था में कृष्ण विभु हैं इन दोनों का आपस में क्या संबंध है कुछ इस चीज़ में बताइए
कन्यू व्हाट इज यू कैन स्पीक